Hello, everybody. Jess Grogan and Adam Bice here on the first
What's
installment of
up?
Atlanta Sports Blitz.
Yeah, we're going to do a little sport recap here of the great things that we might have missed over the weekend.
And we're going to keep all of these things under 5 minutes because ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
So first up on my list is Chase Elliott won the Daytona Road Course yesterday, and I loved the road course, something new, something different. They going all the way down to like 40 or 50 miles an hour and then right back up to 200. Craziness. I loved it.
Bro, let's talk about road course at Daytona. I mean, first off, Saturday night, I'm by no means a NASCAR nerd, but the Xfinity race with the last lap, all the drivers missing the last turn and wrecking each other was amazing to watch. Hometown boy, old Chase, ringing the siren last night at the Dawsonville pool room. It was a race for second place in that race. I mean, he was by far head and shoulders above everybody.
Yeah, and they, you know, I absolutely hate how the caution comes out so late, right? And it's like a sprint. But I also love that because if my guy's in fourth or fifth, then he's got a chance now, you know.
Right.
But I hate it when my guy's in first and he's got to really have the best car out there. But he did yesterday. What else you got, Adam?
Like that a lot. Okay, we're running short on time here, but I've got to talk about college football. The biggest lightning rod of all time happened last week by President Trump. Like him or hate him, tweeted out there should be college football. That immediately puts college football in peril, just because.
Yeah, people are going to start attacking anything he puts out, and I think he did it with good intentions, because the fact of the matter is these kids have sacrificed their lives to get to this point. And if we're going to put them in those situations and tell them every single thing to do all the time, that's one thing. But there's another side of the story where you got to let people who at this point in their life are classified legally as young adults.
Right.
You got to start letting them make some of their own decisions. And, you know, if you're old enough to join the military and go to war for us, I think they should give you a waiver to sign or not sign and let you play as much football as you want.
Super hot topic. I mean, we're not trying to get political on the show, so we're not going to go down that road. But if these guys are willing to play football and these coaches are willing to coach them and their players are willing to play against each other, let them play, man. We grew up in the South. I mean, it's college football in the fall is something we all prepare for. College game day at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings is one of my favorite traditions. And
it
then
is.
Come noontime, it's time to go. It's football time.
You know, there's a lot of other related things that go into college football as well. A lot
right.
of businesses.
Business, social gathering.
Hinge. Numerous small businesses around the country hinge on these events. Gas stations, grocery stores, package stores, everything.
Chicken wing
so
manufacturers.
Anything. If there's an influx of money and interest in those areas because college football exists in those places. And,
right.
you know, it's unfortunate that all of those businesses, you know, are going to suffer tremendously. And what you said, the emotional and just social positive influence of having sports is huge for everybody. And I think that it's something that our country needs right now, and it's
right.
just an example of the NCAA really just being a mess again. And what's going to happen is this is going to change a lot about college football, and what I kind of hope happens is I hope it changes the landscape of the conferences that we see play, and I hope that we see some condensing of those teams into smaller
conferences. We're already seeing it. Yeah, we're already seeing it.
I thought one thing that would be crazy if it happened is what if the people at Michigan and Ohio State, they're like, listen, we're playing football. We don't care if we're in the Big Ten or not, or Big 12 or whatever. We don't even care if we're in that conference anymore. We're playing football. So if you got to start
100%.
A new conference, and listen, put us in there, and we're playing football. And we're Michigan.
Okay.
We're Ohio State. We're Michigan State. We can do it and get away with it. And when we come back to the original conference, you act like you're not going to take us. Good luck, dude.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how many times have we, you know, how much fun is it to think about, you know, having a bowl of chili on a cool October, November evening, watching some awesome college football on a Saturday night? You can't beat it. We got to have it. That ends that debate. Gotta happen.
I think so. I think so, man. But the unfortunate truth is I heard on the radio this morning a great point. These are student athletes, which let's not get into it now because we don't have time. But these are student athletes a lot of times at public institutions. Yep. Those are government-run agencies, whether anybody wants to admit it or not.
Yep. And funded by the state.
Problem is, they go back to school. There's one too many frat parties. There's an outbreak of COVID. They shut the university down. Are you going to expect the players to still continue playing football and stay at the university? There's no way, man. All that has to happen is that happens at one university for 2 weeks in the middle of the season. Now you've got two teams in the conference that played two less games, three teams that played less games than somebody else. And then you can't have a season where at the end of the season, somebody played eight, somebody played nine, somebody played 11. You can't determine who the champion is. It's very difficult. 100%.
And this subject deserves a longer debate, so we may follow up on this one.
We will, but that's about our time for today. We kept it right at 6 minutes, so we might chop it down a little, but thanks for joining us. And we're going to get a preview on Wednesday. And we'll figure out we'll clip in where you can find this. But right now we're on Anchor, and I think you can also get us on iTunes. But we'll follow up more with that.
Hey, Jess, where can people find you? How do they get in touch with you?
So you can find us on the Anchor app. You could also find us on Facebook. We'll start a little page there. We might have a little Instagram page here before long that we can announce. Or you can look up the Rhodes Group online, insurance, and you can find me there. Or you can look up Mortgage Investment Group, Adam Bice, and save some money with a home loan.
That's right. That's right. All right, cool. This was fun. I enjoyed it.
I did too, man.
I think next week one of our subjects may need to be gardening.
Dude, we can do whatever you want, bro. This is great. I mean, we could do if we're keeping it this short and sweet. It's super easy, man. It's super easy, and it's easy to put it out there. And we need to make a couple of episodes.
Yep.
We need to make a preview. We need to make a recap, like we just did. And then in a day or so, or today, or whenever you want, we make a preview for the weekend, and we highlight the top three sporting events of the weekend
to watch.
And those are our. As soon as we finish them, we put them on. Social, and we blast everything out, drop $20 in it, and see if we can get some people to listen to it and see what
100%, 100%. I've got some good stuff. I've got sports, gardening, crab legs, and jiu-jitsu so far.
You know what we should do is what I'll do today is I'll start a Google Doc, and then I'll make a spreadsheet, and we'll put dates in there, and then we can confirm dates and times for our calls, and we can write. I don't want to write any other information in there other than like a three-word heading for whatever event or whatever thing we're going to talk about, and then we won't talk about those things at all until we get on the phone, and then we'll have an organic conversation about it. Make 100%, it easy.
100%. I love it.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do with this thing. I haven't used it in a while, but. Let me see if I can chop it up. And if I have time to chop it up today or tonight or whatever, I'll chop it up and send it to you, and you can see what the final file sounds like.
Hey, is there a way to get it? Is there a way that we can put this out on Instagram?
You can't post files to Instagram.
Got it. Okay.
So the only thing we could do on Instagram is just promote the fact that the show exists and tell them to follow us on Anchor or to find us on other platforms.
I would love for us to be able to post it on Instagram somehow. That needs to be the goal.
Well, the way that you do that is this. You say, here's the post. Click link in bio for episode X, preview of sports for this weekend or whatever, and then they just click the bio, 100%. And then you link it through the bio, and it's nothing, man. That's the way you do it.
100%. All right, I like that idea.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, let's eat lunch or have a beer one day, and make a spreadsheet. And then in about 30 minutes, I think we could have all of this set up easily, man.
Absolutely. All right. I love it, man. See you.
All right. Let me see if I can chop this, and I'll call you, all right?
All right. Bye.